In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 10, 117, 1911. And Louisa says to Jesus, "My highest and only good, what shall be the name to be given to these houses? And what are the rules? What are the rules?" And so Jesus is explaining to Louisa these houses of the resurrection of the faith. And so Louisa wants to know, what is this going to be like? Because Jesus is telling Louisa that these are the most disturbing for Jesus is the terrible plight of his priesthood. And Jesus says that there will be priests that will renew the church. Jesus says these writings will spiritualize and divinize souls. And it will be the priests that will do this. And this is something that is so amazing, because it has to come from the church, because Jesus says that the divine will is the sacrament of sacraments. So it must be given through the priesthood, this sacrament of sacraments. So what are the houses? What are these houses, and what are the rules? And Jesus said, the name shall be the houses of the resurrection of the faith. As for the rules, they can use the same rules as the oratory of St. Philip Neri. Now, this is oratory. He started the oratories. You would have a place to go to adore Jesus. This, you know, some are saying the church is going to have to go underground. There will be oratories. And God knew this. God had this planned for this time. And this is what he says. He says that he wants the rule of St. Philip Neri. Now, St. Philip Neri his rule was very simple. It was the rule of love. And St. Philip Neri had a sense of humor. My spiritual director told me when I was in the seminary, he was a professor of dogma. He said, if you meet a priest that doesn't have a sense of humor, he says, beware of him. He says, there's something's wrong. The priesthood is joy. The priesthood is happiness. As a matter of fact, St. Francis said that if you're praying and you're not filled with joy, he says, you're not praying. So when we look at the rule of Philip Neri, he was one who, I think he's the one that shaved off half his beard just to be foolish. He shaved off half of his beard and walked around, and they all said, he's crazy. Is there something wrong with us? But Jesus says, he says, the name shall be the houses of the resurrection of the faith, and the rule will be the same as the rule of the oratory of St. Philip Neri. Now, oratories are not parishes. And this is something that we're going to see again happening all throughout the world. This is something that, you know, the lay people can really look into and have oratories in their area. You know, this, you've got to go through your bishop, but it's a beautiful thing, these oratories, where you can go and adore Jesus. You can go and spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. And in volume 10, 128, 1911, and while he was saying this, I saw some priests, and Jesus continued, my daughter. Now, this is about this time, even though it was written in 1911, it's about this time. My daughter, the church in these times is agonizing, but it shall not die. See, this is the promise of Jesus. The gates of hell will not prevail against his church. On the contrary, the church shall rise again and be more beautiful. This is what God is doing now, is he's the wedding dress of his bride. He's ironing the dress. He's getting rid of the stains. She, the church, is going to be beautiful. And the church is going to be so radiant that all of humanity will come to the church. Everyone will say, how do I receive this life that we're going to experience? We're beginning to experience it now as we read and study and put into practice the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa. How can we experience this life? And the voice of the church will say, be baptized first. This baptism of the Holy Church is what we enter into the image of God. The Book of Heaven shows us how to live in the likeness of God. And if you haven't seen The Dawn of a Mystery, if you haven't listened to Archbishop Beceri, he says very clearly, no one in the history of the church has explained how the Our Father is going to be fulfilled. He says, this is Luis's job, to explain how and why the kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. The priesthood, we haven't seen anything yet. The glory that's going to come through the holy priesthood is going to astonish the world. The miracles that are going to happen through the holy priesthood, the miracles through the anointing of the sick, through confession, through Holy Communion, the anointing that's going to be given to the world, everyone will want to be a baptized Catholic. Everyone will. There's not going to be many churches. There's not going to be many religions. Jesus says that it'll be one religion, one church, one flock, one shepherd. That's what's coming. She says, my daughter, the church in these times is agonizing. This is what we're experiencing today. But it shall not die. On the contrary, the church shall rise again more beautiful. The good priests strive for a life more stripped. So this is what Jesus is teaching us. He's teaching that to really become a priest, to really live the priesthood. He says, what he says to the apostles, take no walking staff, take no sandals, just take a bag and just go to where I'm calling you. And if they don't want this gift, just shake the dust from your feet and go to the next town. See, the priesthood is going to change. The rectories are empty. There's nobody going to the rectories. The hospitals are full. The psychiatrics are full. The prisons are full. And it's the priest's job to empty those places, to heal those people. That's the priest's job. The power of the priesthood hasn't even been seen yet. What's coming? And you can see glimpses of this, the spark of life all throughout the church. Everything that needs to be purified will be purified. God is going to bring this about. He says, the good priests who strive for a life more stripped, more sacrificed, more pure. And that's what the priesthood is about. It's not to, like he says, the bad priests strive for a life more with interest, more comfortable, more sensual, all earthly. He says, Jesus says, I speak to the words that Jesus says. He says, when I say something, it will happen in act. When I speak, but not to them. I speak to the few good ones. And be they even one per town, to these priests do I speak. And I command, I commend, I beg, I supplicate that they make these houses of reunion, saving for me the priest who shall come into these shelters. So, we've heard about houses of refuge. Jesus always talks about this. He talks about these houses of reunions that he wants done with the priests. He says that he has this planned. It's going to happen. And all he's doing now is waiting. So he's saying, I speak, but I speak to the few good ones. He says, when I speak, I command, I beg, I supplicate that they make these houses of reunion, saving for me the priests who shall come into these shelters by rendering them completely free from any bond of family. And through these few good ones, shall my church recover from her agony? We hear that about the priests, can't think of his name, the great priest in France. They said if we had a few good priests like him, the church would change. The church would change. And that's what's coming. The church, everyone will be Catholic. Everyone will be Catholic. I've got all these saints that are going through my brain. It'll show up sooner or later. See, he says this. He says, these are my support, my pillars, the continuation of the life of the Holy Church. This is what's coming. It's a new era that's very, very close to covering the world. And Jesus said, Louisa said to Jesus, Jesus, I don't see many priests. How do you say there's going to be an army of priests? And Jesus says, to one, I will give the strength of 10. To another, I will give the strength of 100. To another, I will give the strength of 1,000. To another, he says, I will give the strength of a province. Jesus is going to do this. He has this planned. It's going to happen, and nothing to be afraid of. The priesthood, as we read last week, is the most important thing to Jesus. He says very, very clearly. He says, pray for the priests that they may be the light for the peoples, so that as the light arises, the secular may acquire life through the priesthood, and they may see the errors that they commit. And by seeing them, they shall feel disgusted to commit these grave excesses, and they shall be the cause, of great chastisements. The sin is going to cause the chastisement. Sin begets sin. Jesus says, with this priesthood, the humanity is going to come back to Christ. Humanity is going to live the universal life that Adam lost. That universal life that God breathed into Adam, that image and likeness of God that God breathed into Adam is coming back to humanity. Jesus promises us this. He says the whole reason for the book of heaven is to bring everyone back to their origin. What's our origin? Coming out of the dust in the image and likeness of God. Through holy baptism, we're in God's image. Through the book of heaven, Jesus says, I will teach you how and why you're going to enter into my likeness. This is what's coming. So God's got this all planned. He needs us. All he needs us is to cooperate. And as you read the book of heaven, he is going to give each priest, each layperson, an understanding of what God is going to do. Everybody is going to work together. God is going to do this great event where the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. And like he says, rendering them completely free from any bond of family through these few good men shall my church recover her agony. These priests are my support. These priests are my pillars. These priests have the continuation of the life of the Holy Church. They're bringing the church back to life. And again, there's so many people that are angry with the bishops, with the priests. I mean, God chooses the weakest. He always chooses the weakest. Let's look at Joan of Arc, a 16-year-old girl. Yet she led an army and beat another army. God, he wants to show it's not a human that's doing this. It's God that's doing this. So this is what he's saying. He says it very, very clearly. Volume 10, 326, 1911. As the celestial queen assured me, I felt a new life being infused in me. And I added, my most sweet mama, what sad times we are in. Tell me, is it really true that Jesus wants the reunion of priests? So Louisa is in this prayer with Our Lady, and she's saying, Jesus tells me this, Our Lady, how is this going to work? Am I hearing Jesus correctly that he wants these houses of reunion of the faith? Is this what our God wants? Is this what your son wants? She says, Jesus surely does, because the waves are rising too high, and these reunions, these houses of the reunion of the faith, shall be the anchors, shall be the lamps, shall be the helm in which the church shall be saved from shipwreck caused by the storm. I mean, you've all heard the storm is here. in more ways than one, in the church and in the world, in our country, in the world. It's the storm is here. The evil one wants to destroy everyone and everything. Holy Mother Church wants us saved, wants us to enter into the kingdom on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. It's God is asking us, he's pleading with us, do you understand the time that you're living in? Do you understand the storm that you're in? It's a tough storm. And a lot of people say just what the apostles said, Jesus is sleeping in the helm. He doesn't care. You know, and the apostles, you know, woke Jesus up and said, don't you care that we're going to drown? Don't you care? You know, and what does Jesus say? Be silent, be still. I believe he was talking to the apostles. Yeah, because he spoke as the Lord, the waves obeyed. The waves are the storm, if you want to say, is still in the divine will. This humanity is out of the divine will. Jesus wants to bring us back to this beginning, this origin of God breathing that rule of God, that breath of God into Adam. And so when he said, be silent, be still, they said, who is he that the wind and the waves obey him? We're not obeying him. I mean, they didn't think of that. But he says, be silent, be still, saying to him, don't you understand why I am here to save humanity? And he's using the Holy Church to do this. Jesus and Mary come to earth. Why? To bring back the universal life that Adam lost. They teach Jesus and Mary are the ones that want us to go back to this original life, universal life, this Catholic life. Jesus and Mary bring to humanity this Catholic life again. And now Jesus says 2,000 years later, now he says, I'm going to bring sanctification. That's why John Paul II said when at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness, a new and divine way of holiness. This is planned by God. What we're going through, we've been chosen to live at this time. And yes, there's a storm out there, but God's going to win. God wins. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our King. He's our everything. And this is what he says. This is what Our Lady says. Jesus wants this resurrection, this reunion of faith, because the waves are rising too high, and these reunions shall be the anchors, the lamps, the helm, in which the church, the Holy Church, shall be saved from the shipwreck caused by the storm. In fact, while it shall appear that the storm has submerged everything, that's what it's going to look like. We have to understand what's coming is going to be tough. We have to have, the priests have to have the faith to say to their congregation, God's going to take care of it. We trust in him. We believe in him. We hope in him. We have confidence in him and his mother. The priest has to be that mother, if you want to say, when there's a storm happening and the children run to the mother and say, help us. We hate this thunder and lightning. We don't like it. What does the mother say? Everything will be okay. Everything will be fine. That the priesthood has to have that trust, that confidence in Jesus. And the only way that a priest can have this is by spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, where we fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord. It has to become our life. It has to be everything. The Eucharist has to be everything to us. Why? Because Jesus says, when you fall in love with him, you can't outdo God in generosity. He is gratuitous. He constantly is giving. And when he sees especially a priest in front of the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus says to Louisa, this is everything to me. Finally, I have one that I can depend on. What does he say? He is my support, my pillar, the continuation of the life of the church. The priest is my anchor, my lamp, my helm. The church is going to be saved from the shipwreck. These reunion, these houses of reunion of the faith, the priests have to begin to think and pray, Lord, how do you want this done? It's not going to be done like any other way, any other thing that is in the church. God is going to do this in a unique way. He's going to prove that he's going to do this. It's not going to be any priest that's doing, oh, finally I started the house. No, God is going to do this. But he looks for the priest to say, yes, I want to do this because God wants it. I want this to be accomplished because God wants it to be done. So he says, after the storm, see, we're going to go through this. After the storm, it shall be seen that the anchors, the lamps, the helm, that is the most stable things in order to continue the life of the church are still there. The church is going to be more beautiful. Everyone in the world is going to say, I want to be a baptized Catholic. I want this life. I want to be in God's image. Because as you read the book of heaven, Jesus is showing you the likeness of God, what he expects us to be in his likeness. Great things are right around the corner. And all that God is asking is, are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say fiat to what I have planned? Jesus says to Louisa. Volume 12, 118, 19. Ah, my daughter, there will be fights among them. Death will claim many lives, including priests. Oh, how many masks dressed as priests. You think he used the word masks by chance? Do you think this is just by chance he used the word masks? He's talking about now. How many masks are dressed as priests? I, God, want to remove these masks before the rising of the persecution against my church, the rising of revolutions. See, he knows what's coming. It's going to be an all-out attack against the church. He's called us to live at this time. We have to have that faith of St. Joan of Arc. She says, I was called to be born at this time. I've been asked to be born at this time. God wants me alive at this time. The priests are going to, this is what you, wait till you hear what Jesus has got planned for the priesthood. They're going to shine like stars. And it's not movie stars. They are going to bring people back to Jesus. The priesthood, the holy priesthood is essential for God. And that's why Jesus says, I'm going after those few good priests. I'm not condemning any priest. Every priest is like St. Paul. Every priest will turn if they're away from Jesus. Every priest who wants what God wants will change. And God will use them powerfully as he used St. Paul. He says this. He says, who knows if they might convert at the moment of death? That's the next line. Who knows if they will convert at the moment of death? See, God is going to take care of everything. He's got everything planned. And he says to us, there's no need to be afraid of death. Death doesn't mean anything. Jesus tells Louisa, death is the door to the Trinity. Death, he says, he took upon himself our death, our sin, our death. He's already gone through this for us. And what our Lord is asking of us is that not to be afraid. The fear is not part of priesthood. It's to trust in God, to believe in God, to hope in God, to have confidence in God, not in the state, not in anything of human, but in the divine. Wait till you read what Jesus has got planned for his holy church. And it's the priesthood that he's going to use. I've heard so many people say, well, I can't find any priests. All you have to do is pray and you will have a priest. Guarantee you. See, your prayers in the divine will are so powerful that there are priests waiting to be tapped on the shoulder by your prayers. And they will say, yes, They're going to see the beauty of this great gift of the divine will. Jesus says, who knows if they might convert at the moment of death? Otherwise, if I leave them there during the persecution, these masks will remove their mask, will unite with the Secretarians, and will be the fiercest enemies of the church, and their salvation will be more difficult. So Jesus is saying he's going to remove the masks. He is going to make the priests, his priesthood alive. He says, if they don't remove their masks, they will be the fiercest enemies of the church. Judases. That's what Jesus says. And their salvation will be more difficult. All afflicted. Louisa says, oh, my Jesus, what pain it is to hear you speak about these blessed chastisements. And the peoples, how will they do without priests? They are already few enough. And you want to take away more of them? Who will administer the sacraments? Who will teach your laws? So here is Louisa begging God to be gentle with what's coming. If the priests, even the priests are going to be gone, you know, she says to Jesus, who's going to help us? Who's going to take the place of a priest? Who can take the place of a priest? I've seen a lot of lay people try that. Doesn't work. It's through holy ordination, the ontological change at holy ordination. This is what the priesthood is about. It's to be alter Christus, another Christ. It's not a lay person's job. My daughter, Jesus says, do not afflict yourself too much. The scarce number is nothing. See, it doesn't matter what's happening. God's in charge. See, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King has got everything planned. He's got everything planned. I mean, think about it. In 1884, when Pope Leo XIII heard the devil say to Jesus, give me 100 years, Jesus said, okay. Why would you do that? Why? Because the Lord's going to win. You have your 100 years, and the 100 years basically is over. Our mother, our queen, is crushing his head. His tail is whipping around all over the place, around our legs, trying to stop us, trying to trip us. Our Lady is taking care of it. Jesus is taking care of it. There's nothing to be afraid of. The thing that our Lord is asking us to do is to turn to him more powerfully, to trust in him, to believe in him, to hope in him, to have confidence in him. You know, the Lord, as Job said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he says to the priests, are you willing to give up everything? Are you willing to give up everything so that I can use you to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? And when the priest says, yes, God goes, good, get out of my way. I'll take care of it. It's like Our Lady. When the angel said to the Blessed Mother, you are going to be the mother of God, the scripture said she was troubled. Her response was, okay, I want to please God, but how am I going to do this? I've already promised a vow of virginity of my whole life. I don't know man. I'm not going to know man. How can I help God accomplish this? And the angel said, it'll be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She says, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. That has to be the priest's response as well. Whatever you want, God. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. That's why Jesus said to St. Faustina, the final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. That's all he looks for. He looks for us to say yes. And then what does Jesus say to Louisa constantly? Louisa, get out of my way. You're in my way. This is going to happen. God's going to do this. How do we know God's going to do this? That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. Hang on to your hats. This is going to be one heck of a ride. It's going to be glorious. God's going to do this. And he's asking us to be alive at this time to witness what he is going to do with our fiat. Our lady said, fiat, God did 100% of the work after that. She said, fiat mihi, God did 100%. Same thing with us. When he says to the priests, are you ready and willing? We say, yes, fiat. God goes, good, get out of my way. I will take care of this. So this is what Jesus teaches Luisa, to use our free will to choose not to live in our human will anymore. What is our human will? Our human will is when we go to confession. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. God goes, good. Prove it. And then you're back in the confessional. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. And what happens is Jesus says, I will take care of this. The miracles that are going to happen, that God is going to bring about with the divine will, he says, have never been seen before. These miracles are so magnificent. He says, what I'm going to bring about is sanctification of humanity. He says, this is a divine decree. As creation was a divine decree, as redemption is a divine decree, sanctification is a divine decree. And I want it to begin now, he says, by what I gave to Luisa. She wrote everything down, what Jesus told her to write down. This is not Luisa. Luisa was the secretary. Everything that Jesus wants us to know, he gave to Luisa. Everything that Our Lady wanted Luisa to know, he gave to Luisa. And now what's really wonderful is as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, a new beginning happens for us. The sacred scriptures come alive. Your breviary comes alive. The saints' lives become alive. Why? You're seeing why everything was written to get us to the point of having the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And the one who was banished from heaven, the devil, he'll be banished from earth. What does that mean? What does it mean when the devil's banished from earth? When the kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, that's going to happen 1,000 years from now. The storm is here. The storm is now. And all he's saying to us is, I'm giving you the way and the how the kingdom's coming. He says, if you read, if you learn this, he says, you'll be able to do what I have asked you to do. And what's that? What is that? It's just to say fiat and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I don't want to fall into my human will anymore. I'm using my free will to choose to live in the divine will. I'm using my free will to say, no longer am I going to stay in my human will, my human misery. Jesus says, read the three appeals. The three appeals are so spectacular. Every time you read the three appeals, you become more comforted that God is going to take care of everything. All he asks us to do is to our duty, our responsibility. And what? Wait till you see what he's got planned. So he says this. He says, Luisa says, well, how are we going to do about the priest? There's few enough already. He says, don't afflict yourself too much. The scarce number is nothing. I, God, will give to one the grace and the strength I give to 10, to 20. One will be worth 10, 20. I can compensate for everything. And then the many priests who are not good are the poison of the peoples. Instead of good, they do evil. So I will do nothing other than remove the prime elements who poison the peoples. Now, those are the words of Jesus. He said another time to Jesus, I let people leave the church, he says, to save their souls because of bad priests. Don't condemn anybody. What God is saying is, I'm in charge. I'm going to bring everyone into my church. Everyone's coming back to my church. He says, everyone's going to live this universal life again, but in a way that has never been seen before. It's going to be so magnificent. His bride is going to be so beautiful that it's going to astonish the world. That's what Jesus wants us to know. So how is he going to do this? Through his priesthood. The priests are the most important things to Jesus. That's what he says. We read that right in the very beginning. Jesus says, my priesthood is the most important thing to me. Through them, he says, I will bring everyone to me. The flock will come back to me. This is what God's got planned. So he says in volume 13, 12, 5, 19, 21, the work is already done. I love this part. St. Thomas Aquinas says the same thing. St. Thomas Aquinas says, if the veil was lifted to see where we are with God, there's no time or space. The veil was lifted, he said, we would see that we are in heaven, glorifying God with our glorified bodies for all eternity. We're trapped in time and space at this point. What Jesus is going to do is Jesus, he says this, the work's already done. And in the divine will, that's what you're going to discover. Everything that you dream of for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven is already accomplished. And all we have to do is now get through time and space. So he says, the work is already done. There's nothing left to do but to make it known. The kingdom on earth, the kingdom of God on earth, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. Make it known. Who has to know it? The priests have to know this. How do they know this? By spending time with Jesus, especially in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Reading the Book of Heaven. Again, God is going to, he has priests in mind that will astonish the world. These priests, who God has planned to live this life, it's going to be Jesus in them doing it. They're going to step out of the way. Alter Christus. They're going to step out of the way and let Jesus reign in them. Wait till you see what's coming. The work is already done. There's nothing left to do but to make it known. It has to be made known to us. How? It's not the lay people telling the priest. It said, Father, would you help me? Would you help me? I'm reading this book. Will you help me understand what Jesus is saying? Would you help me? And the priest will say, sure, let me sit down. And he'll read it and he'll go, this is amazing. This is astonishing. And what happens is there's one of God's great priests that is going to bring healing to the world. Jesus in him is going to do that. So he says, so that not only you, but also others may take part in these great goods. This I am doing. Now he uses God's name. I am doing this. God is doing this. Calling now one priest of mine, and now another, even priests from places afar, to make known to them these great truths. The priests that are reading, the ones that I know that are reading, I remember this 90-year-old priest said to me, I've waited all my life to read this. I've waited all my life to study this. Even priests from places afar to make known to them these great truths. Jesus says, I am doing this. If you have the Book of Heaven, Jesus says, I gave this to you. I don't care what human gave it to you. I had planned this from eternity, that this book would be in your hands. This is astonishing. God has everything planned. And he's going to use the priesthood in a very powerful way. He says, to make known to them these great truths. Therefore, this thing is mine. It doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to Jesus Christ. The divine will is Jesus's. The divine will is now given to all the world through his priests. It's mine. It's not yours. Let me do. This is the thing he says to Louisa. Let me do this. Please get out of the way so I can accomplish what I have planned. He's a gentleman. He doesn't push anybody out of the way. A lot of people stand in the way of God. They become stumbling blocks. And Jesus says, just let me accomplish what I have planned. And the sooner that we let God have his way, as Our Lady did, how can I do this? What do you need me to do so that you can accomplish what you want, Lord? That's Our Lady. Jesus, the angel said, it will happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. She says, fiat mihi. How is this divine will going to reign on earth? Through the priesthood, through the power of the Holy Spirit. The second Pentecost that's coming is going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to this great, amazing, powerful life of God upon earth. Image and likeness of God on earth in humanity. But this is what he wanted from the beginning. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is why John Paul II, Pope John Paul II said, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. St. Padre Pio talked about Luisa, and he said, the world and the church is going to focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. This great gift that's coming for all of humanity is in our hands. This book of heaven is ours. And as we read this, as we study this, this is what's happening. So therefore, this thing is mine, not yours. Let me do even more. You must know. And that's another book that you can read. You must know. It's all that Jesus says in the book of heaven when he says, you must know this. You must understand this. You must know that every time you manifest one additional value of my will, I feel, God feels so much contentment that I love you with multiplied love, infinite love. What Jesus gives to Luisa is we bring this life of Jesus, this life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve to our families, to our friends, to our neighbors. He says, I want the divine will in the midst of creatures. A priest brings it to his parish. That's his family. A priest gives this life to all those that God has given to him. I remember I went to an ordination, Byzantine ordination. And my friend who was ordained after mass, after the ordination, there was a party, and he stood up and he says, each and every one of you, he says, is special to me. Jesus has given you to me, he says, so that I can bring you to heaven. And if I don't bring you to heaven, I'm going to be questioned. Why? Why didn't I bring these souls to heaven? He says, you're very important to me. You are my family. You are my life. The priesthood is going to come alive like you've never seen it. Jesus has great plans. And he says, you must know, every time you manifest one additional value of my divine will, I, God, feel so much contentment that I love you with multiplied love, infinite love. Everything is ready. God is going to bring this abundant life upon the earth through his church, not separate from his church. That's why he says right at the beginning, that was we read tonight, he says, the church is agonizing, but she shall rise again more beautiful, more spectacular. Everyone will say, I want to be a baptized Catholic. When they see what's coming, we're going to recognize what God is going to do. God isn't, he isn't done with, he saved the best for last. He saved this universal life, this blessed life of the Holy Church to be given to all the world, not just 7 billion, but to all of humanity. And he's going to use his priesthood to do this. All that we ask is that you pray for the priests. And if you have a priest, a good priest, say, Father, can you help me learn about what this is? Help me understand what this is. That's all the Archbishop Piccieri said. If you have the writings, he says, also have a priest that you can talk to if there's any questions. You talk to the priest, and the priest is going to help you in a way that it will astonish you. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live on God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa. And we pray for all the little children, the holy divine will, that they become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week.